Life has a way of working itself out. I can see God's hand in my life and God clearly providing things. And these moments where we feel that it is hopeless are the moments where we do the most growth in our lives.
If you're interested in how highly successful investors overcome limitations and become unstoppable forces of success, you're in the right place. The Conscious Investor Podcast features weekly conversations with real estate investing experts and delivers a Monday mindset episode to help launch your week with intention. If you believe success is for everyone willing to think, then do, these conversations will be your weekly rocket fuel.
Conscious Investor, so happy to have you back. And I'm excited today to be talking about hope, to be talking about three reasons to hope when it just feels like things are beyond your control. And I think a lot of us can relate to this element, especially when we think about the landscape globally and just across our nation over the last 2.5, almost 3 years. There are so many elements that are outside of our control. And yet, some people have thrived through this time, and some people have thrived despite a lifetime of maybe not feeling so much or having circumstances that most people say, like, hey, why do you have hope? But before we dive into that, I just want to do a huge, super huge shout out to Mackie Lucero. Mackie Lucero left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. And I got this. It was left way back November 15th, but it actually takes time for these to post. So I don't know if most people realize it. When you leave a rating and review, they don't just automatically show up. They actually go through a process at Apple and make sure, I think, it's a real person and kind of verify it a bit. And then they let that review get posted. Anyhow, it was just absolute wind in my sails. I found it this morning. I check it not often, but maybe once a week, I'll check just to see if any of you have left a rating and review. And the last few weeks, it's just been so much fun because there are new reviews, because people like you are taking time to do that. I don't know if you realize there is a huge investment in every single podcast that you listen to. We invest our time, we invest our energy, we invest our talent, and we invest our finances into podcasting. Yeah, every single one of our resources from the tools shed are invested into making podcast episodes to serve you. And I'm speaking on behalf of all podcasters out there. There's not a podcast that doesn't have those resources being poured into it. And so again, speaking for all podcasters, when our listeners take the time to leave an honest rating and review, it truly just, oh, it's so exhilarating and so exciting. It is like a gift that we get to receive from you. Anyway, Mackie left this. It says, inspirational. I have the opportunity to talk to Julie briefly in person a few months back on the real estate event. And since then, I admire her enthusiasm, helping others to succeed. She brings out the best version of individuals and shares it to everyone and inspires. Thanks, Julie, for what you do and more blessings to come. Thank you, Mackie, so much. That's one of my most important things in my life is to truly draw out the very best in everybody around me. That is something I strive for everywhere I go. And so that just especially just touched my heart. And I want to say thank you. If you haven't yet left an honest rating and review, please don't hesitate. I would love to hear from you. And honest, you might say something that you're going to be like, oh, that might hurt her feelings. Just be honest, because I like growing and I like hearing you. And when I hear what is serving you well, I know how to better serve you. Okay. That is just absolutely amazing. I have one more element before I dive into the three reasons you can have hope, even when things are beyond your control. I just wanted to say that I have set a goal and expectation for myself and my companies in 2023. So kind of getting a head start because this is December, but I just want to let you know and ask for your support, because you know people that I don't know and that we can serve. So here's the goal. The goal is we want to serve 50 people. That's not that many people, right? But we want to serve 50 people powerfully through investing in real estate and through our coaching program. So I absolutely love coaching and I love real estate investing. I love the combination of the two. They're completely intertwined for how we do things. And I love it. And I'm loving seeing the progress of my coaching clients to see their lives transforming, to see them calling me up and saying, guess what? You were right. I'm totally going to make this transition sooner than I anticipated. I have heard that more than once this year, because when people work with a coach who is listening and skilled, it starts to just clear the mind and people are able to take those really powerful next steps. And that might be in their personal life or that might be in their investing journey, because we all have these next steps that we're trying to take. On the investing side, I have some people I want to partner with. I need to have my past investors lined up. And in the partner I want to partner with, everything they touch turns to gold. It's just absolutely amazing. And it's someone I'm currently partnered with, and I have goals to remain in that partnership in a new deal, bringing in new investors. And the confidence that we have when we are partnered and aligned correctly, it's just amazing. So I don't want anyone to miss out. So if you know somebody, it might be you, or maybe you know someone who is looking to make their first or next real estate investment that is passive, please, please share this episode. Please connect them with 3 Keys Investments and me personally. I would love to hop on a call, because you know, I really like to know people's goals, because silent partners don't have voting rights. And I like to make sure that I understand what an investor is looking for so that I can advocate correctly for them on the general partner side of things. All right, there we go. I am so excited. I mean, life is really exciting, but it doesn't come without its challenges. A year ago, golly, was it a year ago? I think that maybe it was longer than a year ago. It just feels like my whole world was slightly imploding. And that is that I think I may have mentioned this before, but I haven't gone into the details. And it just, things were outside of my control. And it was very difficult to maintain hope. And I honestly didn't even want to talk about it because I was concerned, as many of you might be, like, well, how's that going to reflect? Am I going to lose credibility? How are people going to perceive my judgment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I know that I did speak about multiple passive income streams in past episodes, like a long time ago, and trying to create multiple passive income streams. And in that process, I always like to use myself as a guinea pig. You're going to see why I love real estate so much. And so I ventured down the e-commerce path, and it was supposed to be a passive investment. We put in a chunk of investment capital, right? And it was, okay, great. Here's a team. You guys set it up. We're going to have this Walmart store and it's going to be great. And in this process, our store started producing and it started to be, wow, we're making a profit. Okay, this is going the way it is supposed to go. This is what we were expecting to experience, and we're really excited about the direction. It took some time to get the store going. In fact, we had to have a couple of different LLCs, like Walmart actually turned us down. And so we needed some tenacity to get everything started. And ultimately, as things were all revved up and going well and gaining that momentum, that the active investors we were working with reported we should expect and anticipate, Walmart did something outside and well beyond our control. They started shutting stores down. I got a message from a friend that had his store and such, and his message was, hey, did you know they're shutting stores down, e-commerce stores? I'm like, oh, no, I didn't. Mine's still going. We text and kind of keep up with, like, okay, how's your store doing? And kind of exchange stats and everything. And I got the message one day from him, and he's like, yeah, they shut my store down and I have X amount of dollars. And it wasn't that much money, fortunately. And you'll see why. It was comparatively a very nominal amount of money. And then I thought, okay, well, thank you, God. Everything is going well. We're going to just continue on. And I did start to think maybe we should sell this while things are good. Well, I did. I put it up for sale and thought, let's just cash out now and call it good. But I'd never sold an e-commerce store before. So I didn't know how to go about doing that. So now it's this learning process and it's taking my time. It's taking my energy. That's a lot. And some of my talent, because you got to connect with people. Well, all this to say, I got this message from Walmart one day that said that they had shut down my store. I, at that point, had approximately $126,000 leveraged on an American Express card. I don't like debt. I don't like credit cards. I don't believe in being over leveraged. And it was absolutely terrifying. Terrifying for Dave Ramsey graduate to experience debt of this nature and to have $126,000 leveraged. It really made me lose sleep at night. And if you've been listening, you know that one of my investing principles is how I do things is so conservative because everyone should sleep peacefully at night. And there are lots of reasons that we sleep peacefully. And one of those reasons is because we have confidence in how we are invested and confidence in the people and partners that are in that investment. Walmart is a partner and I don't have any control. I don't have any say. And I felt absolutely hopeless. Like I am helpless. There is nothing I can do. I cannot petition. I cannot say anything. They hold all the cards and I just have to sit here and wait. And it was a very excruciating experience that really forged even further into me how I invest in real estate. Actually, that's why I continue to invest in real estate, right? But it also forged in me. You've heard me speak about how I select my partners. All of my investment principles were very much deeply solidified and crystal clear through this process and how I conduct business with limited partners who have no voice was deeply forged during this process because I had no voice and I felt hopeless. It was so scary to think, did I screw things up for my family? $126,000 that was just leveraged, like, oh golly, it felt absolutely horrible and it felt hopeless. And what was exciting is that every single time a huge payment would need to be made, suddenly, and it's not suddenly, from my vantage point, God just provided every single time, Walmart would release this a chunk of money. I remember the first time I had a bill and it was $20,000 and like, okay, and I just felt absolutely hopeless. Like, I can't make this $20,000 appear and I need to pay this. And you start looking at all of your resources and how you're going to accomplish things. But every single time I had exactly what I needed, including the time that there was $86,000 due. And like the day before, maybe 2 days before, Walmart released that. So why are we talking about this? How does this relate to you? I mean, here's the thing. The reality is that we all have so many elements that we believe are in our control and we have hope because we think, oh, well, we got this covered. We're good. It's all fine. And we don't realize how fragile things really are. Think about this. Interest rates that were 3% at the beginning of 2022 rising into the comfortable 7% interest rate zone. That's a big shift that's outside of our control, and that can make people feel hopeless. Wait, I was planning on investing in this way so that I could leave my job and spend more time with my family. I was planning on that final investment, and then I was going to be able to take that trip, that dream that my wife and I've had. We were going to be able to do that. And now everything, the scenery is completely changed. Maybe you've been working towards something for so long, and yet the talk of recession, the inflation, that all these economic elements that we're contending with, I've been putting out all of this effort for all these years working for this goal, and now it's kind of getting shut down. It feels hopeless, but it doesn't need to feel hopeless because kind of like my situation with the Walmart store, life has a way of working itself out. In my estimation, for me, I can see God's hand in my life and God clearly providing things. And these moments where we feel that it is hopeless are the moments where we do the most growth in our lives. I know I'm not just speaking for myself. These are the moments that actually define us, and they are the moments that define how we show up in the world, how we have empathy and compassion towards others, and how we're able to give back and elevate the people around us. Some other reasons that you might feel a little bit hopeless. Geez, don't like throw your hands in the air as you're on the treadmill or driving in the car when you hear this. But if you're parenting, there are times where parenting can feel really hopeless. You can feel like, am I getting through to this human being? You can see the potential in your child, but you cannot force your child to do the things that you know are going to benefit them. You might feel hopeless, like, wow, I know one of this girl I went to high school with, she ended up, just stunning. I've spoken about this before because it was such a powerful experience. When we were young adults, our dads worked together in the same real estate office. We went to the same church. She's just this beautiful, beautiful young woman. I looked up to her. She's a couple of years older than me. And she ended up living on the streets, doing drugs, having a child while she lived out on the streets that her parents ended up raising. And I was friends with her mom. And her mom was like, her mom maintained hope through that. But I can't imagine what that would be like knowing, wow, the world was all blue skies for this child and for this person, all the potential, right? And so we face these difficult things in our lives. We might have areas in our health. I have friends that are battling breast cancer, multiple. I have friends that don't even know. They're just hoping for a diagnosis, hoping for hope, right? I know when I was pregnant the fourth time with my daughter, that it was hope. It's like, wow, God, we hope and pray that you will carry this life to the end and that you'll bring her into the world safely, right? There are so many reasons that we can feel hopeless. And then we have to remember why. We can have hope even when the circumstances just really seem dismal. One of the things I like to do is kind of like I did at the beginning of this episode is I really like to look to the past. I have enough hard knocks in my life, enough evidence collected that I can see that it can get really dicey in life and really uncomfortable, and circumstances can push me to the most extreme point. You've heard me say before in early adulthood, when I left a really bad relationship that was abusive, and I found myself back at home and my parents for a short bit of time while I was waiting for everything to settle, and they allowed me to just kind of catch my breath. But in that situation, I remember I'd lay down to bed and it was during Desert Storm. And I would just think, I'm here. I'm alive. I have a roof over my head and God loves me. Okay, this day was a success. I just couldn't even go beyond that. And looking back and seeing like, wow, I made it through that situation. And not only did I make it through that situation, but I've made it through and I'm stronger and I have more capacity for compassion, empathy, care for others than I had going into that situation. I didn't like it. I don't want to go through difficult times, but now I know that when I go through these difficult times, I can look to the past and I can see the byproduct of it. And that byproduct right there is something that we can look to as hope. So if we're in the middle of a difficult situation, then we can say, okay, we've been here before and this is really difficult and this is really uncomfortable. However, look what came from that in my early 20s. Look what came from feeling lonely in my 40s. Wow, now there's this group of women that are banded together doing really cool things, publishing books and starting their own companies and growing their companies. And right, there's amazing things that happen. I can look even to losing my dad with hope and optimism, just saying like, okay, that wasn't a loss. It's always going to be a tender part in my life. However, there is this hope of what kind of life do I want to live so that I can honor my dad's life through the life that I'm choosing to live. So looking to your past, looking to how you came out the other side. And you don't come out unscathed. You're going to come out with some scars. You're going to come out, maybe the bruises heal, but there's going to be a little tender spot beneath where the bone has a permanent tenderness to it, right? And that's okay. Those are our reminders, our very gentle reminders. The second thing that we can do is think about how hope fuels good things in our life. Another element, the second element for hoping, a reason to hope, is that we always have a choice how we get to show up in our world and in our own life. It is a choice. And so you could choose to be depressed. I say that in a very sensitive way. I'm not saying that in a critical way. It's hard to choose hope sometimes. And especially if we've been choosing to let ourselves ruminate on the discomfort and to kind of go down a negative mental path and a negative emotional path, it's very difficult to shift that into the hope world. True story. I mean, my daughter and I, she and I spoke about this a few months back, but it's like once we're in a grumpy attitude, isn't it hard to just flip that switch and say, no, I don't have to choose this. I struggle with that. As happy as I can be a grouch. I jokingly call myself Cruella if it's before bedtime, like, watch out, let's not let Cruella come out, because I know I can be really cranky. Once we start getting down that cranky path, if you're honest with yourself, it's really hard. And we can even know. My daughter will tell me, she's like, I know I shouldn't even be grouchy about this, Mom. And I mean, I echo her sentiments. There are times where I can be like, I know that we've already reconciled the situation. I know it's in the past. I know that we've all done that. I'm sorry. I forgive. You forgive. We're all good. Okay. But it's hard to jumpstart and get back into that positive element at times. And so that's why I'm saying it's a choice. And the longer we allow ourselves to stay in a negative emotional state, in a negative mental state, the more difficult it is to move to the other. Because we feel like we're betraying ourselves a bit and betraying a righteous vindication of some sorts, right? And so I want to encourage you that you can flip that switch. It's challenging, but you can choose hope over choosing the negativity. All right. So number three, the third reason is very personal to me. And this is just it. God loves you. I have hope because I know God loves me. And I know God loves me because I see all the evidence. I see every way I've been provided and cared for. And if you know my story, you know I have that deeper hope. Some of my friends have other reasons that they have hope. They have other belief systems, and that brings them hope. For me, I know God loves me, and it brings me hope. And so I want to encourage you that don't neglect the spiritual elements of life. There's a lot of people that want to say a lot of negative things about having faith, but we all have faith in something. And when you see the evidence and you start looking at your life and how things pan out, and you look at it from maybe a 30,000 perspective versus right in the trenches, you start to see the scenery is pretty darn amazing. And we are deeply loved by God. And really, honestly, this episode on hope stems from my faith. And that is because during the season, this is Advent. And I didn't grow up celebrating Advent. And most of my life, I've avoided more liturgical or religious traditions. And when we had kids, I had friends that were celebrating Advent. And I was curious. And I started researching that more. And the elements, Advent means like leading up to an anticipation of something. And looking at celebrating something each week to bring in Christmas really made Christmas super special for our family. And it also really helps elevate our mindset. So for me, this week celebrating hope, which is actually a week late. This podcast episode is a week late when it comes to Advent. But so if you're celebrating, I know. But all that to say, even if you are not a Christian, if you have a different belief system, just following along with the Advent is a way to elevate your mindset and say like, oh, wow, this week is all about hope. We've got a week on peace and joy and love. And so really taking time for an entire week to focus on a particular element is super dynamic and powerful. So I want to encourage you that regardless of what your belief system is, to take time to dip into and borrow and say, wow, I'm going to reflect, meditate upon hope for this week. All right. You have every reason to hope. Hope is so much bigger and so much more abundant than you might feel at this moment. And if you're going through a difficult time, I'm sorry. It happens and it's not fun. I saw a friend's post on social media, a lifelong friend, one of my brother's best friends, And they'd let me hang out with them when I was in, they were in high school or early college, and I was just a kid. I'm much younger, so I was a kid sister, and they let me go to Coco's. I don't know if any of you remember that restaurant way back when. They let me go to Coco's with them for like a super late night snack once. And this friend introduced me to French fries dipped in mayonnaise, and I'll never forget it. But his parents' health is struggling and things like that. So I know that especially during holiday season and to face those type of challenges, it can be really deflating. And so I do want to honor the struggles that you might be facing. And I want you to know, like, I'd love to pray for you and support you and encourage you in any way possible. So feel free to shoot me a message directly, julie@juliehawley.com. And, you know, I'd love to support you through that. All right. Well, hope abounds even when it seems dark. Okay. I'm going to give you one more example, is that we've had a lot of snow. It's been snowing up here all day long. The kids have a snow day. And the other day, it'd been snowing for a long time. And yet my husband said, no, it's forecasted blue skies. And the forecasts haven't exactly been correct. All that to say, we were leaving church, coincidentally, and through this gray sky, you can see this little patch of blue. So I want to encourage you that life can feel like this blanket of gray, dismal struggle just on top of us that we can't get rid of. But if we could push those clouds just to the side, that blue sky is always there. It's just covered for a moment. Just like when you're in an airplane and it's all stormy down below, it doesn't matter what the storm is. You blow through those clouds and you're above in the atmosphere and it's all blue and beautiful. Okay. So you could borrow that if you'd like for a visualization exercise. Just remind yourself, if you're going through something difficult, that it is temporary, just as temporary as our weather. It will likely, depending on the struggle, leave behind some residual tenderness or scars or of some sort, but your blue skies will be there. You are awesome. If you need support and you are looking for high performance coaching, my goodness, my clients are making strides and it's just so exciting to watch the impact in their lives of our coaching sessions. If you're looking to level up, to tap into your full potential, I have some space available, but that space doesn't last for long. So please make sure that you reach out, schedule a strategy session, a strategy coaching call, so that we can take you to the next level. Until next time, you know how it goes. Live big, love bigger, and do great things. Are you enjoying this episode? Help spread the word by sharing the episode with a friend or family member. Because really, where would any of our lives be without other people sharing great content with us? Help spread the word by sharing on your social platforms and with those you care about. And remember, tag me @HappyJulieHawley.